The 16 days of activism against violence towards children and women is something that comes around every year. It's not without its critics, where people say, well, we do this every year. What about the other 349 days? But that's a conversation for another time. But perhaps one of the things that does give this campaign focus is when people zone in on a specific area of abuse, because it allows them to A, focus on the roots of the problem, but more importantly, come up with solutions. And that was certainly the intention today of a discussion, a virtual panel discussion on gender-based violence in the film industry. And to talk about why this was held and what came up, we're joined by Onke Dumeko, who's acting HOD of operations at the National Film and Video Foundation. Ms. Dumeko, welcome and thanks very much for your time. What made you feel that you needed to focus specifically on this national, nationwide problem and its manifestations in your industry? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. I think the focus was really inspired by the fact that our industry is really a reflection of South African society as a whole, right? And I think a lot of the trends we see in the industry reflect the trends we see in the country, where women form a critical part of the women participate in the economy to a critical degree, but their participation is limited by their vulnerability when it comes to things that are gender-based violence related. So that was the intention, really. As such, with that focus, obviously there was the panel discussion that we participated in yesterday, that was driven by GCIS, where we were on a panel alongside SWIFT, and also with UN Women in conversation as well. So
right.
It's important, yeah. Thank you.
So that sets the background. I mean, give us an example of the specific kinds of problems that arise in the film industry. Obviously, the cliche, and you may well want to tell me that's something that really does trivialize something more serious. But the idea of a casting couch where sexual favors are traded for opportunities in an industry that's always difficult to break into, does it go way beyond that? Put us in the picture as to what exactly it is that you and people as concerned as yourself are dealing with.
So the film industry contributes 7.1 billion to the economy, right? That's during a normal environment. It's, you know, because of COVID, it's down just to 2.9 billion. So that reflects in 91 million rand in taxes, right? So it is a very crucial sector to this economy, even though it's not necessarily framed in that way, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the job creation and all of those things is fundamental to the engineering of the economy, the greater economy as a whole. So the participation of women, right, in the film sector is equally important as the film sector itself. So in 2018, what we did is we conducted a study, preceded our partnership with SWIFT, and our study really was to unpack some of the insights around gender-based violence in the industry, right? So SWIFT is Sisters Working in Film and Television.
Yes.
So some of that study, what it revealed is that, for example, 64% of the respondents said that they were non-consensually touched inappropriately, uncomfortably, and, you know, experienced unsolicited hugging, butt slapping, brushes, or any other kind of accidental contact.
Yes.
So there is beyond the couch casting, there are incidents, I think, which is most important, that occur that are not necessarily understood on both sides of the table as gender-based violence. So there is a lack in clarity on what gender-based violence is, but equally so, there are people who take advantage of that.
Thank you very much. Onke Dumeko, Acting HOD of Operations at the National Film and Video Foundation. What I find interesting about today's initiative is, I think what they're trying to do, but one of the effects of what they're trying to do objectively is that they're focusing in on a huge problem in a very specific sector of South African work and life and aspiration, because, you know, in every place of work, it's not just a job. There are people who have things that they hope to achieve and want to grow as a person. So what I'm asking you is, in the area where you work, and it may well be a physical thing, you may want to describe a particular industry or sector or government department, or in a particular kind of area of endeavor, what for you would be an effective way to mark the 16 days of activism? What in your space would you most like to see change? Because perhaps that'll start giving this period a little bit more substance than some people who are critical say it has at the moment. 28 minutes past four.